What the fuck? Is that a person? Psst. Psst. Hey, over here. Come on, quick. Oh my god. I can't believe it's you. We gotta get out of sight. Here, take my hand. I have a place nearby where we can hide. Let's go. It's not that far. See that blue door? It's just right over there. I think it used to be a storage room or something. It's got a pretty heavy door and there's no windows, so they can't break in. Keep your eyes peeled. That noise probably wasn't loud enough to wake any of them up, but you can never be too sure. We're almost there. Do you see any of them trying to follow us? Okay, I think we're good then. You better let me go in first. Believe it's you. It's really you. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to blind you with my flashlight. Hang on, I have some candles. There, that's a little better. Well, don't just stand there, give me a hug. Look at you. Are you okay? Where have you been all this time? And how did you get here? I'm so glad to see you, and I've got like a million questions, and okay, calm down. You've got this. You finally met a friendly face in this fucking hellhole, so stop trying to interrogate him. Just enjoy the moment. Sorry, I haven't been interacting with another living, breathing person in, well, too long. It really is so great to see you again, though. I'd given up hope of finding other survivors, let alone a friend, a really, really good friend. Sorry, I got lost in thought for a moment. Yeah, it's been pretty lonely. I've probably covered about a quarter of the city by now, or what's left of it, anyway. You'd think I'd find at least a few people still alive, but nope, just the Howlers. Oh, it's the name I came up with. Do you call them something else? That's kind of silly, but I think I like it. It makes them seem less terrifying. I'm glad to see that your sense of humor hasn't changed, even after all of, well, this. Hey, I don't suppose you've come across any other survivors? I was afraid of that. I guess it was too much to hope for. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. It's like, okay, I know it's dumb, but sometimes the loneliness feels even worse than the monsters. Even so, I'd rather have you than a dozen strangers. Hey, I've seen all those apocalypse movies when the world ends. Someone you can trust is worth their weight in gold, especially when you'd assume they were already dead. But you're not, and you're not dead. You're here, and I can hold your hand and touch you and. Missed you so much. I missed your voice and your laugh. I miss being able to hold you like this. Really? Well, you found me, and I promise that I'm not a dream. I'm just as real as you are. I can't believe how good you feel. Never let me go to you here. I'll bribe you with food or fuel, clean water, anything. You can refuse all you want, but I'll still feed. Oh shit, I never bothered to ask. Can I get you something to eat or drink? Or are you hurt? That's a relief. Still, let me know if there's anything you need. If I don't have it here, I can probably find it in another safe house. I have a few scattered around the city. Me? Oh yeah, I've been doing okay. All things considered, it's been pretty lonely. Sorry, I keep saying that. The advantage of being alone, I guess, is that I've been able to gather more than enough supplies to get by, and I haven't been eaten by monsters yet, so there's that. But things are looking up now. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but this might be the best day I've had in months. Yeah, let's see. Early on, I found a freezer that was still working, and it was full of ice cream and popsicles. That was a good week. Oh, and the house with the solar panels on the roof was, I guess, arguably the most useful discovery that I could have made, but I think I'll still rank you higher than that. Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. It's just, you're the last person I expected to see today, but if I could choose one person to run into. Well, now you're here and we're holding each other and. Oh! Well, if you liked it, then maybe we could kiss some more? You're a really good kisser. A really, really good kisser. That was intense. Almost as overwhelming as, well, as running into each other. If it wasn't obvious, I'm really, really happy to see you. Did you miss me too? Did you think we'd ever see each other again and think about kissing me if it ever happened? That's a relief more than once. I thought I was going crazy with loneliness and horniness. I suppose that may still be true, but at least now I know I'm not the only one. Listen, I don't know how it was for you, and you don't have to share if you don't want to, but I spent so many hours huddled in fear as those things hunted and stalked through the streets, through all the places in this town that I used to love, listening to them tear all my happy memories to shreds. I thought you'd become one of those memories too, and now that we're here together, I'm feeling invigorated and a little reckless, to be honest. Yeah, reckless. I'm not saying we should do anything stupid. We're safe here for now, and I know of an even safer place we can go afterwards, but it's been so long, this nightmare we're living in. You must know what I'm talking about. Constantly on guard, always being so careful and jumping at any noise. It's exhausting, isn't it? I would give anything to take a moment with you to rest, to catch my breath and just pretend. Pretend like I'm a normal person again. Pretend like there's more to life than just staying alive for one more fucking day. We never got to be together. Not like I wanted, but against all odds, here we are. You here with me in the middle of fucking Armageddon, Judgment Day, whatever the hell you want to call it. I would kiss and snuggle with you all day and the next day and the day after if I could. And I guess there's nothing really stopping us unless you don't. You almost sound more eager than I do. Come here. Oh, yes. You're everything. Everything that I need right now. And everything that I've always wanted. Hold me close. It feels so good to be in your arms. Oh, fuck. Oh my. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes.
me. Is that your cock? It's so hard. Oh, fuck, please grind it against me. Yes, I'm sure. Baby, oh fuck, baby, that's so sexy. You don't mind if I call you that, do you? Good. Holy shit. When I woke up this morning, I never could have imagined that I'd ever see you again. Not to mention that I'd be, fuck, humping your leg like this. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Your body crushed against mine. It's been a while since I touched myself. My body's aching to feel more of you. Yes. Oh god. Touch me. Oh fuck, touch me everywhere. Oh fuck. I forgot how good it feels to have someone massage my tits. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Yeah. Reach under my shirt. Oh fuck. I'm in heaven. I still can't believe that this is happening. Oh, my clit is so sensitive. Fuck. I'll come on your thigh if you keep this up. No, no, you're sweet for saying so. Maybe I'll take you up on that another day, but as hot as that sounds, I don't want to come yet. I want you inside me, and I want us to come together. Yes, I mean it. Would you make love to me, baby? Yeah, we can do it right here. It should be safe enough. Well, I've never seen them break down a steel door before. And it's still light out, so as long as we don't make a bunch of noise to attract them. Yeah, I guess it is a little cramped, but we can make it work. We could do it against the wall. I know it's not my first choice either, but it feels like a miracle that we're here together. I don't know that I could bear to wait any longer when you're right here in my arms, when we're both so ready and eager. At the very least, I'd love to get my hands on your cock. Oh fuck, I can't remember the last time I held such a gorgeous cock in my hands. Your bare skin, it's so warm, and you're really dripping with pre-cum. Fuck, this really is going to be the best day ever. You look so good. How, after all these months, do you look so good? Me? You're just saying that because I'm the last woman on earth, aren't you? Sorry, bad joke. Seriously though, I've never wanted anyone as much as I want you right now. What are you waiting for then? Help me with my pants. Ugh, damn it. I can't get these jeans over my ankles, and I don't want to have to take off my boots. If I spread my knees apart like this, is there enough room for you to slide it in? It might be a tight fit. Oh, good. I can't wait to have you inside of me. Yeah, right there. Just push it in. Fuck. That is. Oh fuck. That is really huge. Yeah, I'm really tight. Do you mind? Fuck. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, fuck. I guess there's my answer. Oh, fuck, that's perfect. Oh, it's so Oh, yeah, nice and slow. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, this is better than I could have ever imagined. I've given up hope of ever being intimate like this again. Oh, fuck, it's like a dream come true. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Baby, look into my eyes. Can you see how much I need this? How much I need you? Say it. Please tell me how much you need me to. How much you want me? Fuck! I can't wait for you to come to fill me up with your love. Yeah. I need to feel that come inside me. Yeah. I want it so badly. I want to feel. Fuck! I want to feel your hips jerk as you pump it into me, load after load. I love the thought of it so much. Oh, fuck, I really do. I want to feel it running down my leg as you send me over the edge, as I milk you dry. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm getting so close. Yeah. Don't hold back. Do it harder. Are you gonna explode inside me, baby? I can feel it. I can feel how desperate you're getting. Oh, yeah. Please take my hand, baby. It's important. Please do it. Oh, please hold my hand. Oh, you come inside me. Oh, I want us to be connected in every way. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Kiss me so I don't scream. You know, but I meant everything I said about missing you. I mean, it's important that you understand that. That wasn't just something I blurted out because I was overwhelmed by emotion. I didn't think I was the kind of person who would ever give up hope, but week after week without seeing any signs of survivors, only finding some torn, bloody clothes or piles of gnawed bones. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the mood down, but I figured if there was anyone who could relate, it'd be you. I'm so mad at myself right now. Mad that I gave up hope of surviving, but so fucking happy that you proved me wrong. No, let me finish, please. I spent a lot of time thinking of you. Thinking about what might have been if things were different, and about how I would have said goodbye if I'd have the opportunity. I kind of still can't believe that we're basically getting a second chance. That is, if you wanted to stick together, I'll happily share my supplies with you, but most importantly, well, I think if we were together, life might feel more like living and less like getting by. Really? I don't know if my heart can take much more happiness today. I feel like I'm going to burst. Oh, shoot, what time is it? Okay, we still have a few hours before sunset. Listen, my place isn't far from here. It's more secure. There's more room and it's a lot more comfortable. There's even a nice soft bed if you don't mind sharing. I didn't think so. Anyways, if we move now, we should be able to get there before sunset. What do you say? Great, I can't wait to show it to you. It's not much, but I think we can turn it into a home.